Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dick Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Christopher chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards McMillan. McMillan fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on McMillan. Mays moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda takes first base on ball four. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Gonder moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Gonder scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heizhuolu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel hits a pop-up towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Christopher hits a line drive into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mays hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Alou goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Mets. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith strikes out. 1 out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cannell. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Cannell steals third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cannell tags and scores. Thomas tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-3 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.